I've spoken in recent weeks about an incident on a Qantas-linked flight from Sydney to Port Macquarie. It happened 3 weeks ago today, Friday, October 19. The allegation is on the Qantas-linked flight 2172 from Sydney to Port, two passengers had been assigned to the seat known as 4D. Upon boarding, a male passenger assigned to seat 4D began to abuse passengers and a flight attendant about the seat allocation because there was already someone sitting in 4D. After seeing a six-year-old girl with Down syndrome sitting in the seat, he allegedly said to the flight attendant, and that would be the seat next to him, 4C, "Oh, okay, I have to sit next to a retard now." Now, I don't want to use that expression, but I've got to typify what happened on that flight. The father of the young girl with Down syndrome, sitting behind her, took exception to the comment and asked him to modify his behaviour and his language. Now, there was an exchange. The flight was delayed for up to 2 hours, so it must have gone on for a fair while. The man was escorted from the plane. There was another lady on the plane with Down syndrome going to Port to visit family, Jackie. I spoke to Jackie on air. She was very much rattled by the incident, according to both Jackie and her family. My information has been verified by a number of witnesses who've made written statements and by Qantas who've confirmed there was an incident. I was told this man was a prominent member of the community and works as a lawyer. I assumed in Port Macquarie I was wrong. I can now identify the man in question as Dr. Stephen C. Thornton, a Sydney barrister who specialises in all things medical negligence. Once I confirmed his name, my staff approached Dr. Stephen C. Thornton with a series of questions via email. He called our office almost immediately yesterday. Dr. Stephen C. Thornton started the call by confirming his identity, saying he wanted to explain the events and stated he didn't want to set an injunction on me broadcasting the information. Well, Dr. Stephen C. Thornton, we have our own legal advice here. I'm going to detail the conversation you had with my staff. It began by saying, "I was flying to Port Macquarie to visit my mother. I told the flight attendant, there's some retarded people sitting in my seat. It's not very good." Just to clarify, my staff repeated what he'd said, asking him to confirm he called the child retarded. "Yes, I admit I referred to the girl as retarded, but I never swore. I never directed my abuse at the child. The father's child then told me he'd sought me out in Port Macquarie, so I asked the attendant to organise for police to meet me at Port Macquarie. I feared for my safety." At this point, my staff stopped Dr. Stephen C. Thornton and asked if he understood why a father would take exception to that sort of comment about his child. He seemed unable to comprehend why people would find the word retard offensive or unacceptable, especially the family of a young girl with Down syndrome. He then continued, "I was then removed from the plane. I admit I was being kicked off the plane. I turned to the father and said, 'Leave me alone, you inbred.' But I was not aggressive." He said he's contacted Qantas to apologise, yet to hear back from them. I'll be having a bit more to say about Dr. Stephen C. Thornton later in the program. Back we go to Dr. Stephen C. Thornton. We spoke to him this morning. He's requested we don't talk about this any further. Obviously, I've ignored that. He phoned our office before I came on air today, after we were going to broadcast the details. We told him we were. He said, "I now deny everything." So my staff informed him the detailed notes they'd taken off their conversation yesterday. So Dr. Stephen C. Thornton changed his tune again, admitting to describing the child as a retard. But as long as Ray knows, he didn't direct it to her. Well, he said it in full view of everyone else to a flight attendant. And she heard it and said it to parents. Pull your head in.